how are you going to develop the recommendations? Who's going to do that?
This will be from scientific experts. Our expectation is we will use a lot of the people that have been around for several years doing the job under Republicans and Democrats in different administrations, people who are trained pediatricians and infectious disease experts. It's very likely some of the people that have recently been pushed out of the CDC or the special committees, they may very well want to come aboard. We also have directors of health in our own states that are thoughtful public health leaders. All of these people will contribute, plus we'll do what you should do, which is rely on things like the National Pediatric Association and Internal Medicine Associations and all of these individuals that have given us the right guidance to keep disease at a minimum, to prevent outbreaks like measles and mumps and polio. Because I tell you, it's very disconcerting right now to see what's happening. Not only are they dismantling what will be good advice, but they're kind of giving license to other states to go rogue. And that's what you're seeing in Florida. They're going to pretty much move straight away from science, and they're going to allow people to do whatever they want, which is going to cause outbreaks when people don't get vaccinated.